USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are the nature of the Chicago police investigation into what actor Jussie Smollett claimed was a hate crime has changed. Reports are the attack appears to be a hoax, and the two men arrested Wednesday claimed that they were paid to help Smollett stage it. When police released the two brothers, their lawyers said,
"My guys are walking home. They're not charged. They are not suspects in this case."
But if it was a hoax, those two men could still face charges. Word is police are also looking to interview the actor again. President Trump's choice to be the nation's ambassador to the UN is withdrawing her name from consideration. The president had chosen State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert to the position in early December, but he never sent the formal paperwork to the Senate so she could be confirmed. There are reports the nomination's been derailed because Nauert has a nanny who is in this country illegally. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
The acting defense secretary will be meeting with different service secretaries in the next few days to determine the reallocation of funds to help build the wall along the southern border. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
The majority of the money to build the wall will come from the military's construction projects as well as the counter-drug support fund. It is up to acting defense secretary Patrick Shanahan to make a final decision regarding the funds to be redirected.
All of this money has been assigned for other purposes, so it really then comes down to what are you going to trade off? And when you say trade off, it really is a trade off. There is something that wouldn't be done that was had planned to be done.
I'm John Clemens.
Buggity, buggity, buggity! Let's go racing, boys!
And three-time NASCAR champ Darrell Waltrip's familiar call will be heard again later today from the broadcast booth as a new season dawns with the Daytona 500 on Fox beginning at 2:30 Eastern. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A second shipment of U.S. aid to Venezuela is awaiting across the border in Colombia, but uncertainty remains how it's going to be distributed, if it will be at all. A military transport plane arrived yesterday with that second shipment of food and medicine, but it's currently being rejected by Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. That after the U.S. recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as its legitimate interim president. Guaido has said that the aid will be brought in February 23rd, and he'll announce tomorrow how the aid will get into the country. His claims to the presidency have been rejected by Maduro, who is blocking at least one bridge near the border to keep that aid from entering. A 19-year veteran of baseball's major leagues is announcing this upcoming season will be his last. Yankee great C.C. Sabathia holding a news conference yesterday.
But right now I'm just focused on trying to win the championship and have a parade at the end of the year. That would be a great way to top this thing off.
And the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences sparked an outcry in Hollywood when it recently announced plans to air the awarding of only some categories at the Academy Awards show. But after days of hearing from a lot of stars, from Emma Stone to Brad Pitt to George Clooney, the plan's been scrapped. Speeches from the winners in all 24 categories will now be aired live at the 91st Academy Awards show on February 24th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.